flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, brought to you by Subaru of New England. Go outside and play in a brand new Subaru, subaruofnewengland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Taryn from Cohasset.
Hi, Taryn.
Hi.
I understand you actually beat Kennedy once before, Ooh. And you got to come to the Ooh. Studio.
I did. And yesterday, like 2 days ago, my daughter said, can I go in again? So I tried calling again.
And you said, Mommy will take care of it. I'll just beat her right quick.
I like it.
All right. You know the deal, Taryn. Kick Kennedy out, please.
All right. Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks.
There she goes, leaving the studio. Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you win the money. If you tie, that is a loss for you. Dan, will you verify she's left the studio?
She's in there.
All right, thank you. It's
behind this pane of glass.
He's our own notary. You're like our notary public over there.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Question number one. A list of artists who have never won a Grammy include Katy Perry, Queen, and Snoop Dogg. Katy Perry and Snoop Dogg actually have collaborated on a number one song. What is that song called?
California Girls.
Lady Gaga isn't bothered if you didn't like the Joker, Fale Adu. She says, and I quote, people sometimes don't like some things. To be an artist, you have to be willing for people to sometimes not like it. Has Lady Gaga ever performed at the Super Bowl halftime show?
No.
Question number three. Sophie Turner took a girls' trip to the Maldives with her besties. Who did Sophie Turner divorce last year?
One of the Jonas Brothers.
All right. Well,
that's a good start.
Joe Jonas?
Question number four. Tom Selleck turns 80 years old today. He's still acting. Most recently playing Police Commissioner Frank Regan on which police procedural drama that ran for 14 years and just ended in December?
Law and Order? I don't know.
Question number five. 66 years ago today in 1959, Walt Disney's Sleeping Beauty premiered in L.A. What is the name of the princess in Sleeping Beauty?
Aurora.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
What is your daughter's name, Taryn?
Kinsley.
Kinsley. Okay, I remember Kinsley. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hello.
Taryn got 3 out of 5 correct.
Well done.
You might be breaking Kinsley's heart here, Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
If you win this,
I know.
How's that gonna sit with you?
That's not fair.
These are tough. You ready?
Got to be cold blooded in this trivia game.
Yep.
A list of artists who have never won a Grammy include Katy Perry, Queen, and Snoop Dogg. Katy Perry and Snoop Dogg have actually collaborated on a number one song. Name the song.
California Girls.
Tied at one. Question number two. Lady Gaga isn't bothered if you didn't like Joker, Fale Adieu. She says people sometimes don't like some things. To be an artist, you have to be willing for people to sometimes not like it. Has Lady Gaga ever performed at the Super Bowl halftime show?
Yes.
In 2017, 2-1.
She came down from the roof.
Sophie Turner took a girls' trip to the Maldives with her besties. Who did Sophie Turner divorce last year?
Joe Jonas.
3-2. Tom Selleck turns 80 years old today. He is still acting, most recently playing Police Commissioner Frank Regan, on which police procedural drama that ran for 14 years before ending in December?
Blue Bloods.
It is Blue Bloods, 4-2. Question number 5. 66 years ago today, 1959, Walt Disney's Sleeping Beauty premiered in L.A. What is the name of the princess in Sleeping Beauty?
Aurora.
Aurora is it. 5-3 is the final score, Taryn.
Poor Kinsley.
Mm-hmm. Can hear Kinsley weeping in the background, Kennedy.
Nope.
Well, we do appreciate you calling in to play this morning. Unfortunately, you don't get the cash. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Taryn from Cohasset, and I can't beat Kennedy.
This time.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't.
I'm dying.
Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy. Brought to you by your good friends at Subaru of New England. Go outside and play in a brand new Subaru with symmetrical all-wheel drive. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Angela.
Hi.
From Nashua.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Angela?
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too.
There she goes, swimming her way out.
Just keep swimming.
So we've got 5 trivia questions. It's all pop culture stuff. Angela, you answer more right than Kennedy. You win the cash. If you tie, that is a loss for you, okay?
Okay.
I understand the kids.
I'm ready.
The kids are still at the house? Why are they not at school?
I don't know, because there's a little bit of snow on the ground in Nashua, so we're going to mess up my day. Well, good.
Here we go. Question number
Better
1.
Canceled. Okay.
Megan Fox is due to give birth in March, and TMZ is reporting that she and the baby daddy aren't even speaking anymore. Who is the father?
No idea.
Okay.
You seem shocked by the news, but
yeah.
Question number 2. Jason Kelce said he's rooting for his old team, the Eagles, when they play his brother Travis and the Kansas City Chiefs in the Super Bowl.
Me too.
Who has more Super Bowl victories all time, the Chiefs or the Eagles?
All right, my son Ted was supposed to come in clutch for the football sports question.
The Chiefs,
he's telling me.
Question number 3. Sigourney Weaver's performance in Shakespeare's The Tempest in London was interrupted when environmental protesters rushed the stage. She was ushered off and the protesters were arrested. Sigourney rose to fame playing the character Ripley in which movie franchise?
Ghostbusters. Oh, no, wait. He's saying no. Alien.
Smart kid.
Question number 4. The new Hulu series Paradise was originally going to be called Paradise City, but they couldn't come to monetary terms with this band for use of the song or the title. Take a listen and then name the band that sings Paradise City. Name the band.
My aspiring guitarist here tells me it's Guns N' Roses.
Let me tell you, we should have just let him play.
I know.
What's his name?
I know. You really should have. Ted.
Ted is killing it.
How old is Ted?
16.
Yeah, Ted is killing it.
Ted knows his stuff.
Question number 5. Bea Arthur from Golden Girls was once in the Marines. She served as a truck driver. What is the Marine Corps' motto that is Latin for always faithful?
Semper Fidelis.
Let's go. Let's get Kennedy back
really
in the
studio. I had a really good friend that was in the Marines.
Kennedy! That is very good. All right.
Shout out to Sean Horgan.
All right. Shout out to Sean. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Doing good.
How your mom and them?
Oh, she's good.
Angela, with an assist from her 16-year-old son, Ted, got 4 out of 5
oh.
correct.
All right. Well
I'm
done.
I'm going to be honest, 3 of those were Ted.
Yeah.
Good on you, Ted.
These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Megan Fox is due to give birth in March, and TMZ is reporting that she and baby daddy aren't even speaking anymore.
So sad.
Who is the father?
Machine Gun Kelly?
Yes, Machine Gun Kelly, MGK. Aww. 1-0. Question number 2. Jason Kelce says he's rooting for his old team, the Eagles, when they play his brother, Travis, and the Kansas City Chiefs in the Super Bowl. Who has more Super Bowl victories all time, the Chiefs or the Eagles?
Oh, wow. I don't know. Eagles?
Chiefs, 4-1.
Should have phoned a Ted.
Oh. Should have phoned a Ted. I don't have a Ted. I'm Ted free.
Everyone needs a Ted.
I guess.
Sigourney Weaver's performance in Shakespeare's The Tempest in London was interrupted when environmental protesters rushed the stage. She was ushered off and the protesters were arrested. Sigourney rose to fame playing the character Ripley in which movie franchise?
Alien.
All right, we're tied at 2. Going to the final 2 questions.
All right.
The new Hulu series Paradise was originally going to be called Paradise City, but they couldn't come to monetary terms with this band for using the song or the title. Take a listen and name the band that sings
no kidding.
This song. Take me down to the Paradise City where the grass is green and the girls are pretty. Why won't you please take me home? Yeah. Take me down to the Paradise City where the grass is green and the girls are pretty.
That's
the best part. I'm sorry, did you say something?
Guns N' Roses.
Should play that at water aerobics.
Let it go, Dan.
Tied at 3, question number 5. Bea Arthur from the Golden Girls was once in the Marines. She served as a truck driver. What is the Marine Corps' motto that is Latin for always faithful?
Semper Fi.
That is correct. Semper Fi, Semper Fidelis.
That was close.
Semper Fi, do or die.
4-4 is the final score. And with a tie, Kennedy gets the win.
Well
the
done,
best
friends.
I've ever done.
How many times have you played?
I want to say this is maybe my 3rd.
Oh, okay.
This is the first time playing with Ted, though.
So see,
I think now you know.
Yeah, you would have suits without him.
Yeah, we learned something today. From now on, Ted plays.
Can't top Ted.
Nope. All right, Angela, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Angela with Ted from Nashua, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't.
Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Go outside and play in a brand new Subaru, SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Ashley from Pelham.
Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, good.
How are you doing with that snow up there this morning?
Oh, my son had a 2-hour delay, so that was not fun.
How much snow did you guys get up there?
I think like 3 inches. Mm.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
How old is your son?
He's 5.
Does he understand a 2-hour delay? Is he not quite old enough?
No. Yeah. I'm not sure he really understood what was going on, no.
3 inches feels like a light dusting for New Hampshire.
Yeah. But I feel like that age, not quite old enough to be happy. You know, you got to be like 8, 9, 10, 14.
Oh, yeah. No, he doesn't understand. It was just another morning for him.
At 56. I really appreciate a 2-hour delay. Kennedy's gone into that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. You get more right than Kennedy, you win the cash. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Anthony Mackie is the new Captain America, but he's upset conservatives the other day because he said, and I quote, "Captain America represent a lot of different things, and I don't think the term America should be one of them." Who played Captain America before Mackie?
I don't know.
That's a weird flex. It's just like, it's not a real character. It's okay. Question number 2. Adam Lambert turns 43 today. He is an American Idol runner-up who now tours as the frontman of which rock band?
Maroon 5.
Question number 3. The Dave Matthews Band announced a bunch of tour dates for 2025. True or false, Dave Matthews has played to mix Beach House. True or false?
True.
Question number 4. Willem Dafoe and Catherine O'Hara are pickleball hustlers in the Michelob Ultra Super Bowl ad that came out yesterday. Catherine O'Hara reprised her role as Delilah Dietz for which 2024 sequel?
Delia Dietz.
Delia? Oh, sorry. Delia. What'd I say? Delilah. I had Delilah on the brain.
Mean Girls.
All right, in question number 5, Post Malone left another big tip, this time $1,200 at a Pizza Hut in Utah after they opened a half hour early just for him. What is Pizza Hut's slogan?
Oh, I have no idea.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
They're tough, aren't they, Ashley?
What?
That's hard, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very hard.
It is very hard. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hello.
I have Ashley getting 1 out of 5 right, Dan.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, all right. Well, that's okay. That's okay.
I love that. That's a positive for her.
Big suit energy.
Yeah.
Kennedy, these are tough. Are you ready?
I am.
Anthony Mackie is the new Captain America, but he upset conservatives the other day when he said, and I quote, "Captain America represents a lot of different things, and I don't think the term America should be one of them."
Which is a weird flex for a guy playing Captain America.
I know. It's just like...
Well, he saves the world.
Maybe that.
Yeah, but it goes back to his history as a soldier in the U.S. military. Like, that's where he cut his teeth.
I get it, but the world's changing. Evolving. Growing. I don't know.
1-0, question number 2.
Just wear your shield and cut your check, all right?
Adam Lambert turns 43 today. He's an American Idol runner-up who now tours as the frontman of which rock band?
Queen,
yes, not Maroon 5.
Did I answer the first question?
Yeah, you said Chris Evans, didn't she?
No, you didn't even ask it. You just started talking, and then you never even asked it.
Did we get sidetracked?
Yep.
Could be.
So I guess I get that wrong. Because
Kennedy, who played fair. Captain America
no,
before Mackie.
No, you already said it. Go on, move on. Lesson number 3, please.
I blame Anthony Mackie. The Dave Matthews Band announced a bunch of 2025 tour dates. True or false, Dave Matthews is a Mixed Beach House alum.
Yes, true.
Cornhole.
Yeah, one of the best performances.
Cornhole. And if you ever want to have a laugh, go watch the interview that Kennedy and I did.
It's
and
very challenging.
And read the comment section.
What does it say?
They hate me.
They hate us. I think the prevailing theme was, have they ever interviewed anyone ever before in their lives?
Oh, wow.
2-1.
Wow.
2-1, question number 4.
Yeah. I thought the Matthews fans were a mellow bunch.
Well, interviewing Dave Matthews should be an Olympic sport because it's hard.
Willem Dafoe and Catherine O'Hara are pickleball hustlers in the Michelob Ultra Super Bowl ad, which came out yesterday. Catherine reprised her role as Delia Dietz for which 2024 sequel?
Beetlejuice.
3-1, question number 5. Post Malone left another big tip. This time it was $1,200 at a Pizza Hut in Utah.
Good man.
They opened up a half hour early for him.
Oh.
What is Pizza Hut's slogan?
Oh, gosh.
We open early for Post Malone.
I would.
Like, hit the hut?
Hit the hut.
Yeah.
I think that might have been one back in the day. Mm. No one out pizzas the hut.
Ah.
Is the correct answer.
There it is.
3-1 is the final score. Nice job, Kevin.
Thank you.
Who played Captain America before Anthony Mackie? Ashley, I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but thank you for calling in and playing this morning. What would you like to say to Kennedy?
My name is Ashley from Pelham, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.